Welcome back to Real Woke Podcast. I am your host, Kiara, and I am so excited for this season. I wanted to get straight into it because there's a lot to kind of cover and, talk about. But I am extremely excited to be starting season four. I think that God has just been tugging me into the season, and I'm gonna be so honest. Life has been so difficult. Last season, we took a. Usually, when I do new seasons, I usually take like a month to kind of recover and have kind of like a sabbatical, in a way, towards, just asking the Lord, like, God, what do you want me to speak about in the new season? And what do you really want to highlight? And God has constantly been speaking to me about his love, just the love of God, just how sweet he is, how tender he is, and how important it is just to know how much he loves us. And I think that for myself, even just my personal life, ministry and all the busyness around us, sometimes we kind of just get so caught up and even forgetting to just have a conversation with him and just have prayer with him. And truth is, and like I've shared before, this is a real platform and we're gonna be honest, but for me, I sometimes find myself like on my way to work, driving to and just praying. And I have barely had any sleep. I've barely slept like the last month. And I'm just asking God, like, whatever you want to do, however you want to use me, God, I just want to pour onto your people. And I just want you to prepare me. And God has really been just wanting me to focus on his love and intimacy with him, just knowing him. And like I said, the reality is that sometimes it's hard to even open up our Bibles and find that time in our day to have those moments with him and just have new revelation and just, speak to him. And I think that this is originally just why I even started this podcast was, one, I mean, for myself, it keeps me accountable. It keeps me accountable to be also getting in my word, but also I started this because I wanted to share that this journey is not easy. It really isn't. And this isn't for, people who think that it's just like this light little relationship. It's really not. And this is why I wanted to start this podcast originally, was because I wanted to have these tough conversations. I wanted to have these real conversations of how, sometimes it's so difficult to find time in our day. And how do we constantly live in a relationship with him and in communion with him and constant purification with him, So I wanted to kind of touch on what God has also been doing in the last month and a half, or ever since I literally dropped my last episode. I have been really, really busy, like extremely busy. And my parents just hit their 25 year anniversary, which is such a blessing. And I literally was sobbing. I was sobbing. We had a beautiful ceremony. And I was running around planning it with, an amazing team. But I was making all these decisions and picking out the florals and decorations and the food and all this stuff. And I had amazing people just as a team. I love my ministry because we have some amazing, amazing, amazing men and women of God who are truly my family. Like, these people are my family. So I was truly blessed to also kind of recognize the team that I have, but also to see my parents, reach this huge milestone in their marriage. So it's so beautiful because on top of that, that's something that I pray and want to achieve in my life, is to be with my future husband for that many years and even more. and they're a true living example of what a godly marriage looks like. So to have a ceremony, it was very important for me. I am a type A planner. I am like, everything needs to be perfect. I'm very much like that. I think it's also the creative perfectionist in me, is that I'm such a creative, and sometimes we just need things to come out how they look in our minds. So it's a blessing and a curse to have that gift. Sometimes it's like overly obsessive, and I'm learning to also control those things, control, you know, certain emotions while I'm in this planning. And I literally said to my mom, I was like, Mom, I love you, but I think you're gonna have to find somebody else for like your 50th anniversary, because this is a lot. Then again, I only had like 2 months to plan. But we've had a back-to-back event after event after events for our ministry, for our congregation. So it's just been a lot of planning, a lot of meetings, a lot of, you know, all this stuff. So this was kind of like the last big event for a little bit, a little time. So it's going to give me the opportunity to really just dive into podcast, dive into school, and really just have a little breather in meetings and the busyness. So I'm happy. It's bittersweet, you know, like I'm happy it happened and that, you know, I've been able to learn things, but I'm also, or well, like I'm sad that it's over, but I'm happy that we've passed the event planning. So yeah, I was doing all of that, and I literally said to my mom, I was like, Mom, wedding planning is going to be literally insane. And I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, I was making jokes, and I was like, I don't know if I want a wedding after this, but that's not true. That's not true. I am, like I said, I'm a type A planner. So like, I literally have my future wedding completely like, in my head and in Pinterest. Anyways, but I was like, wow, this is insane. Like, I feel bad for like brides and whatever, because wow, that's like, that was like a little glimpse of what it's gonna look like in the name of Jesus, you know. But yeah, so anyways, that was me the last couple of weeks. I started, you know, my school, like I had said in the last season, I had started school at the beginning of the year. I've been taking my classes and finals and things like that. So it's just like so much. And again, I'm 23. So trying to learn how to manage these things at my age as well, it's definitely challenging, but it's very rewarding because I get to, one, experience myself in a different light and also see what I am capable of and what I'm not, and that's okay. But it's really changed my perspective and saying like, you know, you are capable of doing all these things and things that you never thought you could do. And it's also making me realize like true people who love me and who are supporting me and people who are just pouring into me, my family, my closest friends, my church family above like everything. I love my church family, of course, after my immediate family or like my home and my boyfriend, and just like I love my people. So yeah, it's just been so crazy, and just being able to build connections and friendships, and I've been fellowshipping a lot lately, and I think that's also kind of what's put me in this like state of okay, like it's time to just relax. Not because I don't love being with people. I do love being with people. I think that sometimes you need breaks. You need a break. And I feel like I haven't had a long free Saturday just to like do nothing, like completely rot in bed. So maybe not next week, but I think not this weekend, but the weekend after, I think that I am going to be in bed all day. So yeah, it's just been it's a blessing because the Lord like trusts me to do these things. But it's challenging, and it's a test of, one, my faith, a test of my character. And I just love what God is doing. I do. So in this time, you know, why I wanted to, or why I felt like the Lord was like pushing in me to start this season. Let's get into that. Basically, throughout this entire time and throughout this season of my life, I have constantly found myself questioning myself and my identity and my walk with Him. And I have stood very firm in my faith. I have 100%. Like, my morals did not change. I'm still Kiki, you know? So that didn't change. But what really started shaking me up was that as I found myself not as much in prayer or not as much in my word, I started to hear that little voice in my head that was not the Holy Spirit. And by the little voice in my head, I mean like my own fleshly self. I just started hearing myself just doubt myself, and I started feeling really bad about who I was, and I started feeling really guilty. And I remember being in therapy, and my therapist said, you know, if you feel guilty about something, it's not from God. And I just started feeling guilty at the fact that I wasn't doing as much as I used to be doing. And I was like, okay, God, like, it's not that I don't love you. I love the Lord. Like, I genuinely love God. But why do I feel this, like, constant tug? And I remember God just constantly throughout, like, it was like little sprinkles throughout the last month and a half, where God would find me in my intimacy, or God would find me in my alone time, and I would just hear from Him. And I constantly, like, that was one thing, is that I was constantly in conversation with the Lord. Like, that never stopped. But I wasn't consistent in my word. So I'm like, God, you trust me with ministry, you trust me with all these things, but why is it that you give me things that I'm not worthy of? And I remember the Lord just speaking to me, like, through a period of time, and God just kept reminding me that it's about love with Him, like being in love with Him. And He reminded me of, like, a relationship, you know? For you to know the person that you're with, you have to constantly put effort into that relationship. You have to constantly get to know them, get to fall in love with them over and over again. Because in the real world, man fails, but God never fails. So He just kept showing me, like, for you to know me, you have to know me. For you to love me, you have to know me. And I'm like, God, like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. For you to know the Lord, you have to know His word. And for you to fall in love with Him, you have to know who He is. So throughout this time, I not only was I seeing it as a reflection of my spiritual life, where it wasn't like anything spirit, like, I wasn't going through spiritual warfare or anything like that. That's not what was happening. It just felt like a drought. Like, I genuinely just felt like, God, okay, like, what do we do next? And there's been so much peace in my life in that sense, where it's like, I'm not in a battle to be, like, in my word. Like, this is true intimacy. He's like, even when nothing's happening to you, you still need to know me. And that's what really, like, convicted me. And I was like, geez, it's true. Like, even when nothing's going wrong, I still want to know you. I still want to love you. So, like I said, nothing, I wasn't going through, like, spiritual warfare. I wasn't going through, like, a season in my life where, oh my God, like, things are just falling apart. Like, that's not at all what it was. I think it's just feeling or having that, just, I think it has to do with just feeling that closeness, that nearness to Him. So I know that he is a father who is always with us, but I want to be near to him. I want to be at his feet. And anyways, so I have also seen it as a reflection, even just in my personal life, whether it's my relationships, friendships, things like that. And not that they're like horrible, but sometimes you see things and you're like, well, what was different in this time? Like, nothing has changed really, but like, what was different in this time? And it really convicted me to say, like, you're not having that intimate time with me. And if you can't have that intimate time with the Lord, sometimes it reflects in your relationships, how you manage people, how you manage, you know, your finances, how you manage whatever it is. So it really did impact me. And I was like, wow, Lord, like, you are a God who blesses and honors and loves his children. But in order for us to have that, be in a, in order for us to reflect that in our lives, we have to be in constant community with you. And it's just, even now, like talking about it now, is just even more of like a confirmation. Okay, God, like, I want to be near to you. I want to draw near to you. And I'm extremely blessed because, like I said, you know, God has never left us. Like, God has never walked away from us, from me, from you. And he's constantly waiting for us to sit with him. So I wanted to really highlight that this season is that he just wants to meet you where you're at. He wants to see you. He wants to be near to you. I want to see his face daily. I want to hear his voice daily. I want to be in conviction with him daily. Like, I want to be so close to him where he is literally my right hand. Like, I just love God so much. So anyways, like I said in the beginning, I'm also really excited because we're gonna be having some real guests this episode. I mean, this season. We're gonna be having some real guests this season. And that I promise for sure, because I am actually prepared. I'm actually prepared for having guests. So in very soon, I'm not gonna give dates or anything like that, but very soon we're gonna be having our first guest, and I am so excited. I'm not gonna drop nothing yet, but you guys will see it on social media. So yeah, I'm really excited because I've already talked to a lot of people. I'm going to be doing some exciting things in the next couple of months, and it's just gonna be, I can't wait. I literally can't wait because there's some things that changed, and next year will look a little bit different for the pod as well. But I think that God is just in a season of like preparation. Like, God is just like, I am preparing you, I am molding you, I'm shaping you. And this is the time for you to be so close to me so that when I do unleash, you are ready, you are prepared, you have been equipped. So, and that's not just for me. I think that that's just for the body of Christ right now, is that God is literally just preparing people to send them. That's what the gospel is. It's being sent out. Like, the Lord is taking you there. And it's not in our own decisions. It's when God has called us to that and for that. So that's why you just, it's like what I was saying. You have to be in your word. And even for myself, I have to be in my word. Because when God is like, you are ready and you're prepared, I want to be ready and prepared. Full on. I'm not doubting nothing. I'm looking straight ahead because I know where God is taking me. And I want that for everyone who listens to the pod. I want that for my brothers and sisters. Like, God is going to take us to places that we've never seen. And I want to be prepared. And I want you to be prepared just as much. And it doesn't mean like everybody's going to be go, you know, preaching the gospel in the nations, but preaching in our nation. And sometimes it's not even words, it's how we live. So God is preparing you in your place. God is preparing you where you need to be. God is preparing you in who you are. And he's shaping you and molding you so that when he sends you, whether to your workplaces, to your schools, to your families, you are equipped and you are prepared for what God has, not just for you, but for his people. So, so anyways, I'm excited and I love you guys so much. And I just want to say thank you to all the people who have been extremely supportive, who have been following me since day one, who are new to following me. And I love you too. Like, you are now a sister, brother of mine. And I just can't wait. I can't wait. And I'm going to be sharing more on our Instagram. So yeah, stay tuned. I love you guys, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.